Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear a Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Now, I'm sure you've heard of Dungeons and Dragons before. Otherwise, why would you be coming here? I mean, surely, a they-them of your caliber understands what fine excellence and craftsmanship a Dungeons and Dragons role-playing podcast may become. And that's why I bring you the finest podcast of all times, Dungeonetics. So join us now as Sindri, Duncan, Fane, Flo, and Nodrick the Broken strive forth out of the abyss and into death. In this particular episode, we are still forging our way past the Dark Lake, and hopefully to Bracklestock in due time, but due to an unforeseen circumstance, a split in the party leaves us without cleric or warlock. Will our boys make their way to a triumph end? Or will we just live on the Dark Lake forever as pirates? Welcome to adventure. Catch you at the end.
Welcome back. When we last gathered, you guys were still traversing across the Dark Lake. You came across a hag by the name of Maven Dell and interrupted her ritual to raise this giant shadowy frog monster from the depths, slaying both of them in the process. You also continued traveling on and encountered a trio of water weirds that were forming a strange whirlpool around this statue that you guys have located. You defeated the water weirds. Everybody is still alive except for poor Jim Jar, who got eaten last week.
So sad.
It's how it goes.
So sad.
You know, you play the game.
You definitely good. Sad.
Rolls the dice, you takes your chances.
As Jim Jar would have said.
As Jim Jar himself would 100%.
No, I gotta start that death pool too. Absolutely. In honor of Jim Jar, we need a death pool.
Oh, geez, there's one thing I forgot to mention. Sindri has flying boots now. That's right, Sindri, the gnome, our artificer, flying boots. What a dickhead. All right, back to it.
Larger stretch of the Dark Lake where really you can't even see anything resembling walls, and the cavern height rises so high that you really can't see the top of the cavern, although Sindri probably takes a couple exploratory zips up there and finds that in places the cavern reaches as high as 500, 600 feet above where you are.
Wow.
This is a vast, vast, vast area. On the 23rd day, you guys actually encounter a great deal of trouble, which I'm just going to kind of narrate for you. So the parties are split up kind of in the boats as they are now, for random happenstance and no other particular reason. So the four of you and Stool are in one boat. When suddenly you guys hit extraordinarily rough water, some of the roughest that you've seen, and everybody is having an extremely hard time controlling the boats. As you're getting slammed back and forth, you're trying to figure out where is this coming from, and Eldith from up ahead in the other boat yells out, "Waterfall." You guys are able to very quickly and carefully steer your boat, and you end up going down kind of a small side channel where it then picks up speed significantly, but you've lost sight of the rest of your party. And you can hear cries and noises in the background that sound very much like they may have hit those falls. You guys have no idea, though. In fact, you can give me the other boat and all the minis there in.
We launched into the waterfall. Yeah. Sorry.
Feels bad.
Good thing we have a stool.
That's the most important.
I like Vincent's priorities are already so well in hand. I'm like, it's too bad everybody else died, but hey, we got stool. We got the one useful member of the NPC crew.
That's my pet.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
What's Pat, I don't think he appreciates being called a Pat.
Still, I think we should go to the back of the boat where we appreciate it.
I'm so slow. We have a new one of our own. You're my best friend. I love you, Stu.
I want to put those boots on school and let them fly around a little bit. A little Spartan flying machine.
The rest of the day kind of gives you guys, you're stuck in this very fast-moving channel that is going at a bit of an incline. Ends up taking you on some twists and turns and kind of slamming the boat about a little bit. So you guys are exhausted, wrung out, and you have no idea where your friends are as you enter in the 24th day of your travels. The area that you are moving through now, once again, having gone through this kind of narrow passage, almost a Goonies slide, if you will, you're now finding yourself in a larger area, but one that seems to get even less use than you might expect. As you're floating through here, you're finding a ton of wrecked ships, small boats that have been just smashed to pieces. You're not seeing a lot of rocks around. You're not seeing a lot of stalagmites or other areas they would have come across. This just seems to be some sort of a weird ship graveyard. As you're floating through, you do see that there is a raft that is floating over there, and you can see that there are a number of corpses on the raft. It looks to be fairly fresh, and as your boat is drifting, you hear a thunk. And when you look down, there is the body of an orc. His throat has been ripped completely out, and he's just floating in the water and kind of bumps against your boat and then drifts off.
Guys.
Do you want to go invisible?
Use the stuff now?
I know
it won't make our boat go invisible, though. That's the problem.
Can I cast Pass Without Trace?
Of course you can. Actually, that's a good question. I don't know. Can you?
I'm going to.
Is it on your character sheet, basically, yeah. I think is the question.
No, it's not. Because
here's the thing, man. I don't know. If it's on your character sheet, sure, you can do it.
And if it's not?
If it's not, I'm afraid you're going to need to multi-class into Druid for an appropriate amount of time.
I won't be cast it.
Yeah, you can cast Pass Without Trace.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to whisper, Bob, because I need to be able to hear what you guys are going to do, too.
I appreciate
the in-character talking. I'm just busting your stone.
I was thinking about
not plotting against
enhancing
you.
Someone's ability.
I was thinking over there, Bob's like, so what we're going to do is we're going to
drag
him back in the head.
Oh, he's not here. Fuck, you're right.
He's not
here.
Worry about that. Just put his body
in the
gallery. I'll just say Duncan can do that, but he's not here.
Oh, yeah.
He starts to smell. They won't even know. Joke's on you guys. I will start to smell immediately.
I'm smelling right now.
I smell right this second.
Guys, we haven't showered. We all smell.
Oh, yeah.
Or bathed.
I assume somebody in the group has prestidigitation, so.
What's
usually how I get around to prestidigitation.
Does he?
No.
I think we've been stinky this whole time.
Do I?
So, Jesus. Bob, were you going to throw, were you going to use the dust of disappearance?
No, here's the thing.
Let's hear it. Should we make a bomb out of a corpse? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, because the nature of my character is basically self-preservation. I can easily make three of us invisible right now. Or I can use some of the power.
I'm going to do some scouting with Miss Featherbottom. Look through her eyes. 120 vision.
That's
dark.
Maybe we should stop moving so we don't make
the vision here. The ceiling here is probably a little bit reduced. It's probably like 40 to 50 feet in most areas.
Oh, wow.
You are noticing that there are stalactites above. It's gone down significantly from where you were in those larger chambers. Miss Featherbottom floating around can see that the raft looks to be what was left of probably a larger ship. The corpses on it all appear to be orcs.
Thank God.
To have been viciously savaged. Like, something didn't just kill them, it demolished them. And after they were dead, it kept after them for a while. There are at least a half a dozen other bodies floating around in the water, all of whom are orcs. and you are seeing that this, again, this was a much larger ship that probably got broken up. Figure probably about twice the size, both length and width of yours.
Wow.
You guys were asking me about pirates on the Dark Lake?
Found
These
them?
Were pirates on the Dark Lake. They were, but something happened to them.
Oh, God.
With a medicine roll, can I determine if the wounds are fresh? As in, like, okay, this just happened, probably around, like...
Do you want to just, like, kind of grab one of the ones
that was just going through? Yeah, just kind of look at the wound.
Make a medicine roll. Let's find out. Let's find out together.
You know, that's nice. pretty good. Plus one, 15.
A 15? Pretty fresh. Whatever, I mean, it's tough because it's been floating around in the water. So, but it hasn't been picked at by any real sea creatures or fish that much.
That's
so right. Your guess is that it's within the past several hours, probably. Definitely less than 12.
Can I do some investigation to see if I see anything underneath the water with this feather bomb?
It would be perception.
Perception?
Yep.
Should I use not passive perception, but...
Do
I use my perception, or is it...
I would use hers. It's probably better.
I don't have it.
I can get it for you.
I added a skill to my skill set here called Sassy Talk. just let you know. It just reminds me that I'm a jack of all trades.
What's your bonus in Sassy Talk?
It's plus one. It's plus one in a roll. Jack of all trades.
Sorry.
Seriously.
Oh, Sassy Talk. Perception plus three. Okay, there it is.
Oh, you got it? Is that for you or for her?
For her, it says skills, perception, plus three. It's probably better than yours, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, it should come up in the extra as usual. Yeah, go for it.
14.
She can't see anything specific. Nothing specific in the water, around the water, that really is particularly setting her off. What's her passive perception?
13.
13.
Okay. What kind of magic carpet? She's going to fly over to this portion of the boat.
Show you the world.
And land on it.
Okay. As she is flying over, is she to the raft?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, she can do so, pretty much no problem.
She can go hop around a little bit and...
You guys want to... You can move the boat, too, by the way.
Oh, do we want to get closer to it? Yeah, I think so. This is our only boat.
Maybe we should let the owl...
Yeah, let the owl sit there for a little while.
The boat.
Yeah. All right, she's going to hop around. While this is going on, it's like a canary in a mine.
Exactly. Like 14, you said, right?
Sindri is looking at everything around here very intently while this is going on.
So, what do you guys want? Good news or bad news?
Bad news.
This really wasn't any good news. It's okay. So Miss Featherbottom is kind of, you know, bouncing around over there, doing owl things, however, you know, being a board. Board! When she notices... her perception. What's everybody's passive perception, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
12.
15.
Damn.
12. 5 seconds.
Probably like.
Now, passive.
12.
11.
11.
No, you have 12.
12. Okay.
Okay. So I need a perception roll from Miss Featherbottom and from Rush.
FB. Mm. 18.
Nat 20, so 25.
Holy so the
shit.
Two of you are not surprised. As the creature drops here, you can put it in the back of the boat.
Oh, come on.
Up two from there.
Thank God.
Yep.
Oh,
never mind.
Stool!
The creature that drops out or descends from the ceiling and then lands on your boat looks like this.
Like a devil.
It's got a tail.
Demon.
It does have a tail.
Nice. Arcana check?
Looks, yeah, go for it.
19. Oh, well, plus the guidance on that. That's a 21.
A 21.
Yep.
You are pretty sure you have heard of these creatures. They are called Tanaruks. T-A-N-A-R-U-K-K. This was an orc. It is an orc that has been demonically twisted and influenced. From your experience, it is usually done as part of the worship of Baphomet, but they're usually born. Like, a pregnant orc will be... brought under the ritual of Baphomet, the demon lord, and then out pops Tanaruk, who are just incredibly aggressive and brutal killing machines for the orc people. They're so dangerous that occasionally, if there's tainted, they're essentially orc tieflings, if you think about it this way, except tieflings are devil-influenced. These are demon-influenced. Okay. They're so dangerous that if one is born naturally, they tend to kill them immediately. But this one seems a little bit different. It's wearing scraps that look like it might once have been armor, like orcish armor. It's wielding a kind of a makeshift greatsword that looks like it put the greatsword together from, you know,
collected parts.
Other greatswords?
Yeah, exactly. So it drops, and let's get initiative from everybody.
God damn, I can't roll below a 15 tonight. Something's wrong with me. That's
I roll you can't roll below a 15?
Yeah.
Why is that a problem?
Oh, it's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. I would think.
Can't roll above a 1.
Yeah, that's a significantly bigger problem. Okay, anybody above a 20? 15 to 20?
20.
20 for Cinder?
Yep.
Very nice.
Putting that.
Anybody else in that 15 to 20 range? 10 to 15?
14.
14 for Rush?
No.
Anybody else 10 to 15?
12.
Not a fan.
5 to 10?
7.
Outstanding. What's your initiative? What's your dex bonus?
Let's see. I believe it's 2 nowadays.
Okay. Oh, never mind.
What?
Nope. Dex bonus is 1.
Okay.
Did you ask, what was it, 5 to 10, you said?
Yeah, we're in 7 right now.
Okay, 5.
5 right
now. Yeah, for Fane. And 4 from the set.
Christ!
Sorry.
Are you sorry?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I let the party down with my hemming and hawing. I mean, I have been high most of this time.
Can you haw at this thing?
What?
Can you haw at this thing?
You've been high most of this time?
Yeah. Read my journal!
So that dust of disappearance, we don't have it anymore, but
we
can see your notes.
I did the math. I've been nipping a little. Just a little.
Just enough.
Just a little.
Please tell me you actually have not.
I wrote it down.
It's pretty spicy.
Why do we give
it's pretty spicy stuff.
Good.
Make me a con save.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No, we need it.
I'm going to get a bardic inspiration on myself here. Oh, that's terrible, sir.
A nine?
Plus the 1 for your jack of all trades, right?
Plus 10, yeah.
Okay, well then we will say you are not poisoned currently. Oh, it's a very near thing. I really like that you use your jack of all trades or your bardic inspiration to kind of boot and rally over the tremendous amount of dust of disappearance you've been snorting.
Just a little.
So Flo has no visible nose. It's just completely gone.
I just needed to escape reality for a little bit.
Christ, woman, what happened to your nose?
It's a thing!
Good lord, you probably should have just eaten stool.
Oh, tempted.
Stool's going through withdrawal right now.
Cinder, you are up first.
All right.
So this thing is a big boy. He just dropped down. He apparently was, like, crawling around on the stalactites above and just saw the opportunity and dropped on your boat. But this thing is huge. The great sword that it has is completely stained with blood and gore, and you can just see like patches of blood and gore all over its body that do not look like it was its.
Great. This is just what Cinder likes. Okay. I think it's turret time. Turret time?
It's turret.
I think it's turret time.
Turret time.
Okay, I will use my action to summon Mr. Turret. This time it's going to be a hurdy turret. It's going to go there.
A hurdy turret?
A hurdy turret. And it's going to make a spell attack on this fucker.
This fucker.
That's 8 plus 8 plus 5 is 13.
The 13 does not hit.
Really bad.
Creature seems to have very thick natural armor.
Big naturals. All right, he's gonna
thick naturals. That's right.
Cinder is going to. How do I activate the boost?
You guys are going to hell. it's free. You just have fly speed now.
All right, I'm going to get the fuck up in the air.
Sounds good.
And go 25 feet up in the air from where I am right here.
Sounds good. Okay.
Looking down at you, peasant who can't fly.
Rush.
Can I grab stool on my way up?
as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he drops and just flush.
No, I don't want Stool to die.
Just put him on a ledge somewhere.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Hurl him at the bad guy? Are you going to pull a Rush?
Is this your baby?
I'm concerned.
Eat your baby!
Sorry. I'll move up here.
I'll attack him one time with my short sword.
Sounds good.
13 doesn't hit.
13 does not hit.
bonus flurry of blows.
Sounds good.
No, that doesn't hit because that's net one.
Oh, no.
And then a 15 to hit?
A 15 hits.
Nice. I just like grab his tail and kind of. 7 damage.
7 damage?
Yeah.
Does a 21 hit?
21 hit me? Yes, it does.
So you hit it with, you know, you swing with your short sword, just pings off of its armor. You give one mighty blow. Mm-hmm. It just kind of looks at you. You do another blow across the face. This one draws blood, and in response, it swings back with its great sword, catching you in the chest.
Love it.
And doing...
Love it.
11 points of slashing damage.
Okay. And then for the rest of my turn, I'm going to move away.
Sounds good.
I'll move back here.
Sounds like a plan. Flo.
Oh, boy. I'm making a good assumption that this guy knows Infernal. Luckily, so do I. I don't think there's any way to talk me out of this. I'm just going to move my hands, pull my loot out, strum it away, and go, let's see what you really are, and light a fairy fire on him.
Sounds good. What's the save?
Save is, I believe, a 14. I think.
He does not save.
Yes. Nice. Well done.
Although you can almost feel the pushing of the fairy fire into this creature. Yes. Is almost like a physical effort. It's like getting it through jello. The creature seems to be highly magic resistant.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, okay.
No.
Oh, no.
anything else from Flo?
Run! 5, 10.
The whole party is just fleeing.
Well, here's the thing. Guys, I'll get him. Don't worry. I'm going back to
not
the
worried. Board. Not worried.
I'm going to hang out with the
turret is a viable target.
You can hit it. Oh, yeah.
And it's sitting right in front of him.
Yep.
And that's exactly what he'll do. He'll just sweep down and try to hit it with his sword. That's a crit.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, it's better hit than...
I know, but if we had to choose one or the other... Where the hell is this goddamn turret?
Well, it's 22 points of damage.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that he blew the turret up.
5 times 4 is 20. He just barely killed it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, so he smashes through that. and then, let's see.
Does it leave, like, is it just like a fey thing, or is it like
it
an actual...
like little gears and
no,
springs. Oh,
like all
no
these little
way.
Gears and springs.
Yeah.
And
that's so sad.
That's so
really?
Sad.
Well, yeah, but you can put it back together again. Don't anthropomorphize the turrets more than necessary. So that thing is out of the way. He will immediately move up. Who's directly in front of him?
Urbane. These two guys are flying.
Yeah. Okay, so he'll move up right underneath where Sindri is, basically. And...
Jump.
He makes a bite. Yeah. He tries to bite. Mm.
I'll just hang out over here.
Bite Rush, but a 9 will not do it.
Me? Or
Sindri? Yeah.
No,
you gotta go here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sindri's elevated right now.
Okay.
Okay. Fane, you are up.
Okay. Well, thanks for moving so close, buddy. I am going to cast a mirror image.
Sounds reasonable.
And that is my one action. It requires a touch, so I will touch myself.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
I can't get too angry because it was in my head.
Oh, no, that's mage armor. But probably also, that's just self. Miriam is just self.
Yeah, you don't have to touch yourself. You can if you want.
Yeah. We're not going to judge you. I mean,
just multiple action. Versions of Fane in the boat. Just like, whoa. I'm going to die! Going out like I lived!
I think there's a market for that somewhere.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Three identical fanes.
Three images of myself pop out of me, and then we all in unison start singing the blade song.
Outstanding! The creature sees that there are multiple elves in front of it and gets a giant grin on its face. You can see that there's pieces of flesh and little viscera in its teeth, and it just goes, and then it goes, Ocho Bundri Kondon!
That didn't sound fun.
You've made it very happy, so congratulations. Yeah.
Can I see if I do these guys know common or undercommon?
Go for it.
I don't even know what I speak. 13.
A 13?
I don't know what I'm adding to it.
Arcana?
Arcana?
Orcs typically speak either common or undercommon or both plus orc. The total is a 13 on Arcana.
No, it's
18. 18 Arcana. You, from what little you know of Tanarax, you've never encountered one. Since it's demonically influenced, your guess is it probably speaks Abyssal, or at least knows Abyssal.
In addition to
this. In addition to the stuff an orc would normally know.
Okay.
Anything else besides that?
I think that's all I can do.
What would Ms. Featherbottom like to do?
She's going to fly her little tushy. Well, she is way over here.
Her little feathery bottom.
Oh, yeah. Feather bottom.
Does she have, like, insane movement?
Probably.
Fucking owl.
I didn't even write down her speed.
I think she had, like, 60.
Let's just say 120.
Okay.
I think 60-something. We can get away with 60.
I'll put money on it.
All right. So, 5, 10, 15, 20, 5, 30. Enough. She's gonna fly over here, and she's going to harry this guy by helping with my next attack.
Okay, Sindri.
Sindri is very, very mad that his turret is dead. He's really attached to it, but this time he's going to crank his crossbow in the air, quite similar to what Fane was doing. He's casting arcane weapon on himself. And then, gonna fire away on this guy.
Advantage.
Oh, yeah, straight fire.
Thank fucking God.
Oh, yeah, he's straight fire. We need the help action for it.
Okay, that's,
Whoops.
What else should I do?
What are you gonna do?
No one needs the help action.
19?
A 19? Yeah.
Yeah.
Felt
it. 1d8 plus 5 piercing. One d8 plus 5 piercing and 1d6 fire damage. So that's 5 fire damage and 7 plus 5, so that's 12. 12 piercing, which is magical, and 5 fire damage.
12 piercing and 5 fire damage. Okay. Sounds good. The fire doesn't seem to be bothering it very much or really more appropriately at all.
Oh, no.
Rush.
All right, take the butt of my sword and hit his teeth, I guess, with his grin.
Wipe that grin off his face.
22 to hit?
Yes.
Yep.
5 damage. Flurry of blows. And damage again. 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
5 damage. And then the last one.
Another 5 damage you said on that one?
Yep. And then 12 to hit?
No, it does not.
Yep. And I'm going to run to the other side
and
of the boat.
20, will a 20 hit you?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
So, again, as you hit it the very, very first time, it roars in pain and anger and slashes down at you with his greatsword, hitting you for... Only 7 points of slashing damage this time.
My 13 guys.
Okay. Flo.
Stop hitting him down.
Oh, boy.
I bet you wish you could fly.
It doesn't matter. I don't think. So it'd be right there to hit him.
Well, the idea is when Rush is dead, the creature's going to throw him at Sindri.
Oh, great.
Is this your baby?
How would you know I like to do that? I only met
I just came up with it myself.
Oh. Let you join the party.
If you want to do a vicious mockery on Awat, at this point, why not?
Well, he's going to have disadvantage. That's awesome. Well, you can't make fun of him.
Let's see here. Da, da, da. 1d4 psychic. I'm just going to say to him, you call that your tail?
Is there, you're pathetic. It's a save, isn't it?
Let's see here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and it is a what kind of save?
My spell save is a 14.
I meant what attribute? Oh. Wisdom save?
Yeah, wisdom.
Wisdom? Okay, it's a 16 on wisdom save.
Oh, no.
Again, you get the feeling these creatures are highly magically resistant.
And they actually have quite large tails.
Well, that's very unfortunate.
So the creature will stay exactly where it is. It's actually going to shift in one to kind of cut off any further escape from Flo, and also to really get in there and attack all the Fanes. So the first thing it does is it tries to bite Fane. That is a 24 to hit.
I roll d20 to see if it hits an image. 6, it hits an image. And
great.
Image AC is 14.
All right, so that would be a 24. What happens when they get hit?
It disappears.
Okay.
So it's two images left.
You basically see this thing go right down and try to rip out the throat of one of the illusory Fanes. And you kind of catch your breath for a minute as the thing just goes, pop, and it pops out like a soap bubble. turns to the however many remaining Fanes.
You get 3 images or 2?
3.
Okay.
17 AC?
Fucked up.
I'm going to see if it hits an image. Does it make your AC? 17?
What's
your blade
on?
AC?
20.
So it doesn't hit you, right?
I have to see if it's him or the image, because if it's the image of 14.
Oh, I see. Different AC. Gotcha. That's a 9. It does hit an image.
Okay. So he slashes through an image with his great sword, causing the image to dissipate.
Okay.
So that leaves you with one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
Image.
Very
awesome.
Cool. All right.
Very nice.
It looks very confused. It made moves that should have created 2 corpses, and instead 2 things disappeared. So it's a little frustrated. It doesn't know why the normal stuff isn't working. Fane is up.
Fane is going to
hit him with some of that normal stuff.
Going to normalize the shit out of him. So I will use a bonus action to cast Shadow Blade.
This is completely out of nowhere. Did not expect this.
If only somebody had suggested that spell.
I don't know.
A dark, curving scimitar appears in my hand, and with the other hand I draw a short sword.
Cuckoo.
And I attack with the Shadow Blade. I'm using 2 up and fighting.
Oh, you took that feat?
No, you're just
remember no bonus damage on the second attack.
Yeah. Okay. So for the first attack, I have advantage. This is with the Shadow Blade.
Oh, you'll have advantage on both blows.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fairy fire.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, just because I get advantage, I get to reroll one die.
And then every roll.
Fine.
That's every roll.
Yes.
You know, everyone with advantage.
All right. So that is a.
Yes,
chase them crits.
Yeah. Seriously.
I don't even know. It's like a 21 or something.
Yes.
Okay. That was the.
The Shadow Blade.
Shadow Blanc.
I'll roll for it. Because why not? I need some darker dice.
Yeah. Shadow Dice.
It's 2d8 damage.
Plus your normal.
Does it say the weapon does?
Yeah.
So you probably.
The weapon does 2d8. Yeah. It's a weapon plus my.
Plus
your
proficiency.
Plus the proficiency. Plus the attack bonus.
Yeah.
So 2d8 plus 4. That's 8 plus 4, 12.
So 16 total.
What kind of damage?
No, 12 total.
The 12 total.
Psychic.
Oh, 12 total.
Yeah. 12. Psychic damage.
Cool. All right, that seemed to work pretty well.
All right, and with the other short sword, I will take another swing. And we'll re-roll one of those die. Let me just make sure it's more than once per turn.
So silly.
Whenever you have advantage on an attack roll,
that's
you can reroll one of these dice once.
That's what we were talking earlier about, combining it with either great weapon fighting or sharpshooter.
Oh my god.
Like, with sharpshooter, like, if you're a ranged you can take a minus 5 to your attack roll. Mm-hmm. It gives you a plus 10 to damage. So if you combine that with an elf with elven accuracy, you are shooting through buildings.
I heard about this combo, yeah. Wow.
Okay, so that is a 19.
A 19 will absolutely hit.
Actually, it's a 20, but...
That hits even better.
Oh, good.
That even hitsier.
Even hitsier. And that is D6 damage, no bonus to that. And it's 2.
All right. Sounds good. All set.
All set.
And Mrs. Featherbottom can now take whatever action she would like.
Everyone is, he's very far. I don't know. Well, I don't know what else I should be doing with her.
She's going to pretend like she's helping.
Fly around in a circle really fast around him.
She'll take the dodge action.
Sounds good. That's probably a smart action for her. Sindri.
Sindri will... How is this thing looking? Is it looking pretty healthy still?
It's looking big, angry, and violent.
All right, I'm going to summon another turret on the ground.
Cool.
And then my bonus action will be to activate the Force Ballista.
Shadow Blade is concentration.
Good. Thank you.
That's 21.
21 will absolutely hit.
2d8 force damage. That's 3 plus 7 is 10 force damage.
Alright.
Does he get moved?
I can move it.
Sure, why not?
Throw him off. No, he gets hit 10 feet after I hit him.
Yeah, yeah. He gets thrown off the boat.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Eventually.
Diagonal.
Says. on a hit, target takes 2d8 force damage. Oh, it gets moved 5 feet away from the turret.
So you can try to do it into the water. It would have an opportunity to save.
Sure.
And it does. So just put him prone right there.
Bless you.
Yep. Rush.
I guess he's prone, so... maybe I'll go up.
Can't take reactions, right?
Can you
take reactions at prone?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's maybe just...
You have minus the hit on melee, though.
I'm going to attack him.
You have disadvantage on melee attacks.
That's a nat 20.
Sure.
Oh, nice.
Oh, not bad. That's average, I guess. So 11 damage.
All right.
And bonus action off. Jab him, I guess. Stomp him.
Stomp him in the nuts.
Yeah. that's a 25 to hit.
That will also hit.
Damn.
For 8 damage.
Oh, wow. Nicely done.
And then I will retreat back to my corner of the boat, because I am wounded.
It, weirdly enough, does not follow you this time. Uh-oh. Does not attempt to hit you. Flo.
I'm going to pull out my longsword, because I realize after all this, one of my really cool spells are really going to do anything. Pull out and just try to slash over like his muscle tendon in his leg.
Sounds good.
You know, here's the thing.
Let's hear it.
What is the thing? What's the thing?
Oh, boy, that's real bad.
Sorry, I keep saying Rob.
So it's 9, 11. No. Oh,
11 to hit?
Yeah.
I'm afraid not.
All right.
Well, I was looking at this thing like, what the hell is this? How do I even get this?
So close.
Yeah. It's a sword.
Out of curiosity, Blaine would have better strength or dex?
That's a very good question. Let's find out together. Let's see. Dex is plus 1, strength is plus 1.
Is plus what?
Plus 1. Both
are
plus
1. Oh, so
it's another. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious. Okay, that was Flo. The creature uses half of its move to stand up, and then it does its level best to kill Fane. So first thing it's going to do is try to bite him for a 24 to hit.
And let's see if it hits an image. Oh, it hits an image.
Nice.
Damn. I don't want the bite to hit me.
8 points of piercing damage.
The image pops.
Oh, it hits the image?
Hit the last image.
All right, so now it's very excited.
Uh-oh.
You have shield, right?
Yes, he definitely has shield.
So it's 21 to hit.
I am going to use a reaction and cast shield.
Sounds good. So the shield goes up, shatters under the impact of the blade, but you are left unharmed. Fane is up.
Fane is going to see if this.
Do you have more spell slots?
Do I know if this. Does it look like his attacks are doing any elemental damage? Can I.
His? No.
No.
No, straight. It's straight weapon brutality damage.
Alright. Mm. I'm going to go. Cast Mirror Image.
Oh my god, you did.
3 more images.
I was very happy, very happy.
All singing in unison. And,
it's terrifying. Sindri is very scared.
I can't do anything with
that. Sindri's like, I wish I hadn't snorted any of that stuff that Flo gave me.
Holy shit, Flo. You said it wasn't that strong.
And Ms. Owlbottom will dodge.
Sounds good. Sindri.
Okay, first Sindri will attack with his crossbow. That's 20 something?
Yes.
Okay.
Total advantage.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Just in case. Careful.
Okay. D8 plus 5 piercing, so that's 8 plus 5, so that's 13 piercing.
13 piercing?
And okay. Then 6 fire damage. Damn, max on both of those.
How much damage?
6 fire.
Cool.
And then I will use my bonus action to activate the turret. And it will fire at him. Oh my gosh, that's a miss.
So 5 twice?
Yeah.
Rush.
The turret's gonna move up.
Oopsies. Same old, same old.
God damn it.
Put it up one.
Turret's gonna go here.
That Sindri kind of just like floats up and down in the air. I'll just run past him. Oh, that's a good one. I'll get, what is that?
It's an illusion.
Oh, okay. I'll pass through the illusion. Yeah. I'll stab my sword through the illusion into the orc.
Just kind of a giveaway.
That's a 20 total to hit.
That will hit.
For 7 damage.
And how would you like to do this?
Ooh.
Like I said, I'll pretend like the illusion is taking the sword and stabbing
it. Right. It dies angry and confused, much yep. as it lives. All right.
I'm on fire, guys.
So there's a kind of a bad news, or good news, bad news situation. The good news is you definitely killed this thing. The bad news is that your boat is taking on some water because between the impact of it dropping, all of the combat, everything that's been going on, there's basically a fairly decent size hole in the boat, so you're going to need to try to find some place to. Do any of you have mending?
Duncan does.
The one spell I should have, I don't have.
So you're going to have to probably try to find some place to come to ground and. Repair the boat.
I do have carpenter's tools, so I can.
I have to go to the restroom. Would somebody be so kind as to clean?
I didn't get mending because it takes like fucking 10 minutes to cast that spell.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Duncan has that one.
I really want to learn this burning hams.
Burning hams.
Yeah. Everybody, make me a survival check, please.
Bird two. What's a girl? Miss Featherbottom two.
No.
Okay.
Miss Featherbottom has a lot of talents. Steering the boat is not one of them.
I got a short ding.
Where are my saves?
Are we helping each other with this? Or is
nope, this is a group role.
Can I use guidance on it?
Yeah, I'll see why not.
Can you use guidance on all the roles?
You had to know about it beforehand. Yeah. Essentially.
Actually, Adam or Mike, it doesn't matter. Go ahead and draw me just kind of like a little beach going out maybe like 40-50 feet out of there.
Like here?
Yeah, just kind of an uneven shoreline making this a
snow cone shack, you know, lifeguard station.
Ooh.
You
know? Like they have hamburgers?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Do they have one of those swim up bars? Ooh, <shit.
laughs> This is me.
All right. Give me 1 minute because I want to review one thing before I do anything else.
Do you like pina coladas?
Get caught in the rain. The night into the moonlight.
I have a brain.
Do you like making love at midnight?
Oh, is that a banana? No, it's a tree.
to all the other ways.
You wanted a beach, right?
A nice tree. Well, I didn't really want a tree, but I really it's not really a tree kind of a joint, but you know.
It's like a pixelated beach, but that's a really detailed tree.
Whoever was in charge of the tree rendering for this video game did a really good job.
8-bit beach.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't erase it.
Sounds like it should be erased.
We're all seeing it in our minds. After all that dust we've...
I mean, okay. Admittedly, we can cut down the tree and use it to roll the actual boat up onto shore.
So you guys actually managed to pull the boat off to the edge of the shore. There is no tree. I'm very sorry about the tree thing.
What?
Guys. You find yourself on kind of just a rocky area. And let's see.
This guy
you
have
pretty much see it. There is a small... This is the first opportunity you guys have had, and pretty much if you were going any further, you definitely would have probably sunk the ship. As it is, it's going to take you a while. You're going to have to, you know, drain it out, figure out how to repair it. So as you are looking here, kind of pulled into place, there is a small cave opening in two of the walls on the edge here.
Mm. Can we leave this Tamarack? Tamarack?
Yeah, you can take the Tamarack out of the boat. Unless you wanted to take it with you for...
But the
greatsword
was so great.
I wanted to loot him. Maybe loot.
You could absolutely loot, but to be honest, the only thing he was carrying was a big-ass greatsword that he had made out of other pieces' parts.
Okay.
And a bunch of gore.
Can you just erase the tree for me?
Yeah.
I like how you went through all the trouble of making sure that the cave entrances were perfect, but that stupid tree is still sitting there.
I stopped him from
staring me
tree.
In the face. So, make perception checks, my friends.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right. What do we have, Cindy?
One. Okay, it's a four, actually. No, three, rather.
We admit you suck, but... Just kidding. What does Flo have?
17.
Nice. 17. Rush?
24.
Nice.
I was too busy staring at the tree. I got five.
How about Miss Featherbottom?
Nice.
Oh,
19.
Nice. I keep calling her Ms. Featherbottom. I don't mean to dishonor her late husband, but...
Oh, no, it's definitely Ms.
Oh, I thought it was Mrs.
No, Ms.
Oh, I have to correct that on my...
Recently divorced.
Single, looking to mingle,
that's right.
Ms. Featherbottom got her groove back.
Hoo-hoo!
All right, so for the 17s and above, so basically Rush and Flo, what did Ms. Featherbottom get?
19.
19, great, Ms. Featherbottom as well. You guys can see that there is some furtive movement going on inside the caverns.
Oh. Furtive makes Sindri scared.
Well, Ms. Featherbottom's going to tell me.
Cool.
Does she want to scout?
I volunteer to be the
wounded.
The diplomatic leader of this and see if I can talk us into some help.
Alright.
I mean, if they're like this orc, do they want to talk?
What's the chances we're going to meet up with another orc?
I'll scout with Miss Featherbottom.
Alright.
Do you need healing, Rush?
I mean, I'm at 13 out of 31. Yeah,
before
we'll see.
We like alert them to our presence, do you want to do some healing?
Do
we have any?
The only person that can heal is.
You know what?
Are you running out of spell slots?
I haven't healed this
We also
should have a couple potions of healing.
That's exactly what I was.
You
want
to drink one of those?
I'll
babies?
Drink one of them.
Alright, hold on.
We'll assume you guys are doing this while you're navigating to the island.
That's a good idea.
Oh, fuck me.
Wait, okay, so who's taking a potion?
I'm taking a healing potion. Heal for five.
It's how many healing potions do you guys have?
Three, I think.
Yeah.
I have one.
I had one, and I just used it.
You had one.
I think Duncan maybe has one, or
there
Nod
was one,
one
that you guys recovered from one. The hags.
Yeah. I think Nod has that one.
Nod has that one.
Yes, there's a special potion of healing that we got from Maven.
Yeah,
and then there are two others.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the other one on me. Do you want that too?
Oh, we'll just stay like this for now. We'll
okay.
Right. So Rush has taken one of those two potions of healing.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe we're assuming Nod has the other one.
I remember asking.
So you have one left then, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
Very good. Okay.
Miss Featherbottom can administer that. You can drop it in your mouth.
Break my teeth.
I mean,
special delivery.
Let me just do something real fast, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm just going to investigate. I'm going to go invisible.
Casting invisibility.
Yeah, nice. All the snores good.
Second nature at this point.
It's been more than a minute.
It's
has been more than a minute since we fought the Tenera. So many
like
images 15, are
right?
Yeah, we're essentially starting off. You can have the equivalent of a that's the problem. You can't even really get the equivalent of a short
we're
rest
in boat,
because
yeah.
you're like,
yeah.
you're trying to get the boat to shore.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
so but the healing definitely has worked.
Of course, as quietly as I can, I'm going to try to make my way to the left cave entrance and see if I can just sort of peek in.
Okay. What you are seeing are creatures that look like this.
Oh. They look friendly. Little troglodytes. Why don't you do a little test?
I would love to do some sort of intelligence roll to see if I can identify, you know,
by all means, please make an intelligence roll to identify.
That's actually with bonuses. That's going to be 12.
12, okay. You have no flippin' clue what these stupid, stupid things are.
They're Smurfs.
The creatures have blue skin, vivid orange eyes,
whoa,
receding hairlines, and stand about 3 feet tall.
Smurfs.
Do they have any, like... artistic things on the wall, any sort of like nice looking like furniture. I'm trying to determine their culture.
Yeah.
No, not too much.
Well, dang.
Everything they've, I mean, from just peeking in, it looks like they live pretty rough. You're not seeing a lot that's interesting or beautiful or worthful. Worthwhile while you are looking. You can see. Let's see, I needed.
You should have blown all my spells.
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely can see weapons. So there are four on a side right now.
Wow. Well, they might not be hostile.
That's true.
They didn't run out of the boat and try to kill us. Yet.
And Miss Featherbottom is seeing basically the exact same thing, the same kind of creatures.
Okay. You want to try to identify them?
Oh, yeah. I want to see if I can know what they are. With a Arcana check?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much an intelligence roll, whatever you want to add to that. Arcana works. Arcana works pretty well, actually.
Since I'm proficient in it, it works even better.
Doesn't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I got a nat one.
No, you do not know what the heck you are looking at.
Humanoids?
Intelligent, but...
Small?
I mean, yeah, they're small. They're 3 feet tall. But in terms of weapons, yeah, they seem to mostly be carrying short swords. But you see a couple kind of swinging slings.
Oh, jeez.
Like right now?
Not like swinging them, but like they're, they have them kind
okay,
of
like...
chilling in the cave, playing a sling.
I'm gonna try to get a little bit deeper.
You going in?
Yeah.
Invisible, right?
I'm invisible.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh,
very much so.
I didn't know.
Alright.
You took the powder?
No. I actually have invisibility as a spell.
Oh, nice.
Make a stealth check for me.
Stealth it up.
Of course, along the way, I was singing my stealth song. Oh, I'm so stealthy, I'm stealthy, I'm stealth. Actually, hold on 1 second. Plus, there's one other bonus.
Way to go stealth song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So that's 13, 15.
No problem. You can go ahead and move yourself in.
prancing past all these guys. Alright.
How long does invisibility last?
A while.
Okay.
Just kind of just wiggle past, grab my tail, kind of hold up on my shoulder, and just kind
of tuck your tail between your legs.
Don't love this flow.
Come on, babe.
Keep it together.
Coming around the corner, there are. You see another one of those creatures. This one is sitting on. Actually, not even sitting. This one is moving around a pile of accumulated stuff. It's hard to say whether it's valuable or not because it is a pile of stuff. On top of said pile is this.
Oh, fuck.
It's about 6 feet long.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it is a rat. It is about 6 feet long. And the creature that is there is talking to it in a low, guttural, strange language that you don't recognize. Although, make just a straight intelligence check for Flo.
No.
What was it?
Oh, no. Intelligence, a 7.
It's familiar. It's that language is familiar.
Oh.
Basically, it sounds like what that thing on the boat was saying.
Oh, shit.
Not the same words,
no.
But the same kind of
yeah.
guttural language and inflection, and just the sound of the words are enough to kind of creep you out pretty badly.
I mean, it's not infernal.
Do you know what this thing is?
It's definitely not infernal. Although, weirdly, there's similarities. There's
okay.
weird, like, syntactic similarities to it.
Huh. Do you want to see if you even know what this rat thing is?
I would love to, except I just dropped that dice, so I'm going to roll this one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Intelligence, 19.
This is a rat.
Very good.
This is a big ass rat.
Big ass rat.
It appears to be definitely demonically influenced. You're seeing, it's even a giant rat only gets like this big. This is literally 6 feet long before factoring in its yucky rat tail. So this is a big critter, and the weird bone spurs and deformities that it has. It seems to be perfectly healthy though, and if anything, a bit kind of aggressive.
It's like a plague rat.
It's, yeah.
It feels that way. I'm at my knowledge of magic cards. All right. I'm going to hide out for a bit. Just if you guys want to do anything, just because I'm monopolized this scene enough, just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Guys, do anybody want to do anything while Flo has turned invisible and from there you have lost all trace of her?
Does the beach extend this way at all?
No, we're going to say that when it hits the edge of the map, that is like a cave wall.
All right, well, Sindri would like to start repairing the boat.
Okay. Sindri can absolutely do that.
Carpenter tools.
At the sound of the banging, Flo, you can hear distantly from the outside, like... That was a saw noise,
yeah.
By the way. I'm really good
Very
at those.
Good.
Yeah, fantastic saw noises.
All of them in post, don't worry.
Yeah. We'll do it live! The noise is agitating these creatures, and I need you to make me a dexterity save, Claire Florence.
Oh. Miss Flo.
Was that silly house there?
Oh my god, how many colors are on your pen there, Vincent?
I don't know. I never
How many
that.
Do you need?
How many do you need? What the fuck?
That's cool. That's definitely one, sir.
Okay, so...
That die rolls so much.
An invisibility spell usually is intact until you attack a creature or until you cast a spell. I'm going to say that with a 1 on the roll, that counts as attacking, because what happens is at the sound... This creature, Miss Featherbottom can see, moves 1, 2, 3.
Oh, fuck.
To here and starts yelling. This one moves to here, rams into Flo. They both get knocked prone, and Flo's invisibility spell is ended. So Ms. Featherbottom can see one of them move away. You guys do not know what has happened to Flo right now, but I do think it's probably as good a time as any for initiative.
Well, hi.
I hope you have an idea for a new character.
Oh, no, I'll be fine.
This way.
Whoa! Whoa! Holy guacamole! Are you kidding me? Huh. You just spent almost an hour with Dungenetics. And thank you! We can be found at Dungenetics at gmail.com. Dungenetics, the Facebook page. And Dungenetics on Twitter and Instagram. In fact, be sure to check out our Instagram to see visual aids for the adventure that you just listened to. The wonderful sounds that you are hearing are provided by Games Brown. That's right. What up, buddy? And many of the songs and sounds that you have heard provided by freesounds.org. Be sure to check them out. And don't worry, boys. I got your back. For the tail end of this episode, I thought I would include the point of treasure finding and the moment that we received the boots of flying. Because, call it an extra. And remember, inside of each and every one of you is a little adventurer just oozing to get out. So glue that stuff up tight. You don't want to lose your fluids. That was gross. Good night.
One minute. So it took you 10 rounds basically, sorry, to get down here. Thank you, a full minute. So you'll want to make sure that you've got that kind of forget back up.
Okay.
Or most of that plus two extra rounds.
Worst comes to worst, we'll just bring you back to life.
Yeah.
I mean,
it involves somebody going back in the water to get it out.
All right, I got 15. Got all of our healers with their hands in the water ready to touch them as soon as they can get them.
Again, dark, silty. Even as you're swimming around here, there's like silt and stuff getting kicked up from small, like weird albino fish coming by you. All
right.
The sight of the small fish around you is probably comforting because it definitely seems to identify that you won't be getting attacked in the next 5 seconds or anything.
Once the fish disappear, it might be another story.
Could be. You never quite can tell. All right, you want to keep going?
You just keep rolling, essentially, until you get to that.
Yeah, it's 100%.
All right, I guess I'll just keep searching around and until I reach the mark in which I need to head back to arrive in time.
So basically you'd have about, I would say, 6 more rounds to search. So if you want to give me 6 different investigation
rolls. You could also
rolls,
do, you know, like 3 now, and then you could do a couple on your way up, so you're not, like, rushing up.
But hang on one quick second.
You think everything is just going to be at the bottom down here?
I would like you to roll me a d20, please.
God, honestly,
could be good or bad.
That was a 2.
Okay. That was a good thing.
You got that 2 out of the way, also.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
Oh, there's a 1.
T and D is like golf. We're doing
so
great, guys.
Total of 6 on that search.
Nope.
All right. You know what?
Yeah, I think it's time to switch it up. I don't know. That thing might be all charged up now.
I'm going to turn this one to 20.
Sensing danger, I'm going to get into my bathing suit. Very good.
One piece or 2 piece for Florence?
What was that?
1 piece or 2 piece for Florence?
Oh,
yeah.
Fabulous one piece.
That's
a all the top kind of thing.
Central,
kind don't work.
Like bloomers kind of thing. Like a bathing cap over horns.
That was a 10 that time.
Okay, keep going.
What number of search are you on?
We have...
This is number 3. Okay. Yep. Of those 6. And that is...
Jesus Christ.
An 11?
Okay.
It's like a fitted boy trunk shirt.
An 11?
Okay. It's on my sheet.
You gotta do this, Adam.
Oh!
That's a 17.
Okay.
That was number 5.
Yeah, actually, you can have 2 more.
I wanna see a natural 20 here.
We're
going to double roll. You're going to double
roll
20s?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I guess I should just roll one this time.
Okay. I don't care if you double roll.
Oh,
there's a 21.
With a 21, roll me a d6.
Matching color, everybody?
I think that's the way it works. Yeah. It's
a 4.
That's not bad.
On a 4, you find you're starting to get desperate. You're like, what? And when you get down to the bottom, kind of like sifting around, you actually uncover 4 gems.
Ooh.
4 gems.
That piqued our interest.
Love it.
I'm going to sit there and try to identify them.
Little cast down there.
Roll me a d12.
Oh, again, matching color.
It's the law of the land.
Ooh, 2.
Okay, so there's 1 carnelian. Do it again.
2.
Another carnelian.
I would love to ask how that's spelled.
C-A-R.
What the
Jesus Christ. 3 carnelians?
No, 3 carnelians.
8.
And a moonstone. 3 carnelians. C-A-R-N-E-L-I-A-N.
Gotcha.
Cool. The carnelian. So there's 4 of them. Each one is worth 50 gold.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. You have 1 more search, right?
Yes, he does.
All right.
Here's that 20.
Comes that 1.
Feel it in my bones.
This blue's feeling pretty good right now.
I gotta trust your instincts.
Are you trying to jinx him or reverse jinx him? Like, if you say the worst thing that could happen, it won't happen.
The worst thing that could happen.
I don't know.
10.
All right.
I'm going to head back up.
Sounds good.
Hey, look. You could take 2 more search rounds, but then when you get back to the surface, you'll be at 0 hit points.
You can search on your way up.
Like, what if
you
I
really
took,
can't?
What's a perfect 1 charge? Then I would be able to
make
it. I'd still be at 0.
Yeah. Because you have exactly 10 rounds now to get back to the surface. It took you exactly 10 rounds to get down. So if you take any longer, you will drop to 0 hit points. But you'll have the additional 2 rounds to try to get up there.
We've got a cleric that's not even here. You can spend all its spells healing.
Jesus.
I'm just going to go up.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. My hit points.
So Fane surfaces.
Oh, thank gosh.
Misty step up.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about it.
I think you need to have line of sight, too. It's kind of hard when you're underwater. You guys still have the statue here. I know there's been a lot of loose talk about the Black Pearls, so.
Rush, I think you might be best fitted for trying to grab those off the statue.
I have a feeling it's not going to fight against me. I'm not trying to do this sneakily.
No, we have a lot of movement in your...
Sure, I will try and, like, you know...
And we think we can talk you into saying
exactly.
Spaces.
Sure. I will kind of touch it first and see if anything happens. Like, kind of, if I notice anything.
Well, you're going to have to make an athletics check, first of all, to climb up to the head.
I'm not good
like
at
I
that.
Like I said, it's about,
okay.
It's about chest. So
I will try that. Yeah. I will try to climb up to it. 10.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather, like, nudge it a little, see what happens.
They seem to be in there pretty good, but you think you could probably pop one out or pop them out with your short sword or with another blade or anything.
I do happen to have a crowbar. Will that help?
If you have a crowbar, yes, that would help.
I'll try to pry it out with a crowbar.
I think it would be having a crowbar would be very, very useful in this case. Funny you mention that, the word crowbar.
I mean... Yeah, I'm going to try to pop the right one out.
Yeah, you can do so. No problem.
Uh-oh.
No, no, no. I'm just trying to identify the
blue folder.
The blue folder is just where all my papers live. It's not a... Okay, cool. Yeah, you can pop that out with pretty much no problem. You have to work at it a little bit, obviously. But, yeah. ultimately.
Oh, nothing happens? All right, just toss it back down to one of the boats.
Catch it.
Okay.
Yeah. And do the other one as well.
No problem. Same thing. You have to work at it a little bit, kind of dig around in there, but eventually you're able to get it open pretty easily.
Is there anything underneath them, or is it just like stone?
No, just like hollows where they were shoved in. Okay. Looking at them, you guys are pretty sure each of those pearls, each of those black pearls, is worth about 500 gold pieces.
Holy fuck.
I mean, keep in mind, statue size. Yeah. So they're like bowling ball size that he just kind of scooped. No, they're boat. Huge.
He just threw at the boat with like a hole in the head. Now.
They are very Rush, make me a constitution save.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
I have a 5.
Oh, okay, no. Good. So yeah, you get them out of there, no problem. Make an athletics check to get back down to the boat.
6.
All right. Well, that's probably appropriate. So as you start to come down to the boat, your head starts to get a little bit swimmy, and you start to feel very, very unwell. Right now, you are the equivalent of poisoned.
I don't know.
So you, failing the roll, make a dex save for me.
Come on. I'm going to use a different dice. Fuck this.
Feeling
11 or 12.
A 12?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to look and see what acrobatics does for falling. It is a way out of it.
Isn't. What's the damage on falling? Is it?
Yeah,
for
what's the
every
damage
10 feet, it's 1d6.
1d6. So it's like going to be a minimum 3d6 here.
The most you can ever do is 20.
Travis, I have slow fall. By the way,
oh,
so I reduce damage by falling by 20 feet.
Oh my god.
Oh.
So don't worry about rolling.
Well, I probably will still. I mean,
okay,
it's still,
sure.
You know, it's still 10 feet, but.
Even in my sickness, I know how to float.
Like a cat.
Oh boy. Alright.
I wish I got feather fall now.
So you do hit the water for 6 points of damage.
Okay. Sure.
Kind of grab him and pull him back in the boat.
And make me another poison save.
Oh. It's constitution, right?
Yep, under the constitution.
Okay. That's good. It's 20.
20?
Total.
Good.
Yeah.
That is good.
You said 6 damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Rush, go ahead and make me another save.
Okay.
Constitution.
Oh, 17.
Okay. Make me a third constitution save.
Oh, Lordy.
These are really big.
Oh,
pearls.
No, 4.
Okay.
My luck has run out.
Make me another constitution save.
21.
Okay. Mm. So after a little while, the weird chills and the dizziness and everything lets up, and you are no longer poisoned. And you have managed to withstand the curse that was laid upon the statue. So
honestly, it probably wasn't cursed. It was just like Nod's vomit making you sick.
if you had failed 3 of those saves before you made 3 of those saves, you would have. Well, let's find out.
You were close. You were close.
Oh, roll a d6 for me.
Which one?
No, it was 1 fail, 2 success, or 3 successes.
I rolled a 2.
A 2. So you would have come down with filth fever.
Ugh.
Mm.
Could potentially have also had blinding sickness, flesh rot, mind fire, a seizure, or slimy doom.
Slimy doom.
Ooh. Slimy doom is
Can
when
I
you begin
to
bleed.
Fail one of those saves now?
Slimy doom means when you begin to bleed uncontrollably. You have disadvantage on constitution checks and constitution saves. And whenever you take damage, you are stunned until the end of your next turn.
Ooh.
Oh, that's reasonable.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm very glad we got that out of the way before.
Now we have 1,000 gold worth of things. So
you have 1,000 gold.
That's true. Oh, the volleyball.
Shoot.
All right.
Anyone else want to?
Well, you want to keep that
take
in
a search
possession?
Downstairs?
I mean, it's a bowling ball.
Okay.
Go down.
Let's keep it on the boat for now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go for a little dip after seeing.
You want to go for a dip too?
Oh, okay.
You're really.
I'm a little woozy right now. I'm a little seasick.
Do you have light? I can make light. Yeah, I can imbue a tiny non-magical object with 5 feet of light. Oh, we have daylight spell.
You
on
have
it.
That. You
oh.
Have that. Drift globe.
Oh
too.
Yeah, can I bring that thing with me?
Sure.
Okay.
You probably need to tether it to yourself in some
yeah,
way.
Yeah,
like
wrap
sure.
around me with a rope or something.
Okay. What is your constitution bonus?
Same with him too.
Two. Okay.
So I'll just do essentially the same thing. Go all the way down,
So tie a line around.
So you're in your bathing suit. You're not even gonna go for a swim.
Well, yeah. I was. No, the water's cold.
Proceed to do this.
Just get a tan out here.
How many can I do? Six.
That's a bad idea. Actually, in this case.
So I'll do guidance on each of them. Each. Oh yeah, you can't. Is that a bonus action?
This feels dirty.
Yeah.
That's a 21 plus my investigation is 5. I think. Wait, no.
Can we just
three.
Use
that's 24.
A 24? All right, roll me a d6. And the casting of guidance is a bonus action? Correct?
Oh, yeah. I think it's an action.
No, it's an action.
Okay, so that means you're only going to get 5 of these with guidance.
I see. Okay, I won't guidance anymore then after that one. That's a 5.
Well, I mean, it was worth it for you.
Yeah, only gave me 1.
interesting. So you find digging about... Oh, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. See, that's how you do it, Adam. I have a 20 in the first fucking try.
Roll a nat 20, piece of shit.
You roll 6. You have the advantage.
No, you actually find they are, it is kind of sitting in one of the kind of wrecked areas, floating around, but it is very, very well wrapped. And when you open it, it is a pair of boots that look like that.
Oh, shit! Woo! Oh, got my Air Jordans.
New invention.
All right, so that was... Two actions.
That was 2 actions.
I'll do a normal investigate. So that was, I have 8 left, right?
You know, write down your winged booties.
Yeah.
Yep.
Winged boobs. That is garbage. That's an 8. No, that's 6 rather. That was 17.
Nope.
20 is what we got to hit.
Something like that. I didn't say that.
Who knows?
10. That's been 4 actions.
Ugh.
Another 13. That's a 19.
Okay.
That's nothing.
Actually, on a 19, roll with a d6.
Okay. 3?
On 3, you find a small copper, well, not copper, but you find a small metal.
You're up 11.
Thank you.
Well, if
Duncan also has you.
Do we get a long rest?
Yes. You can have
okay.
Then never mind.
I'd like to put the boots on too, so they're attuned.
Oh, why don't you
identify? They're cursed.
Does anyone have
identify? Yeah. Do you have identify?
I think,
our wizard.
Duncan
probably
does.
Should I get that?
Duncan does.
Nah, you don't.
He should. I mean, he has it already. So.
I have it. I just have to use it at.
You don't. You can't use it ritually.
Oh, I do have it as a ritual. No, but I'm not like a wizard, though. I'm like a cleric in my spellcasting. I have to prepare a spell.
Oh, yeah.
When you you don't want to prepare for long rest.
I have to do it after the long rest.
There you go. Yeah, Duncan's going to ritually cast Identify on those boots.
Okay.
They are, in fact, winged boots.
Nice.
Winged boots, if you would. You're feeling nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty boots.
So with winged boots, these are an uncommon wondrous item. They do require attunement. When you wear these boots, you have a flying speed equal to your walking speed.
Holy shit.
You can use the boots to fly for up to 4 hours all at once or in several shorter flights, each one using a minimum of 1 minute from the duration. If you're flying when the duration expires, you descend at a rate of 30 feet per round until you land. For every 12 hours they are not in use, the boots regain 2 hours of flight time.
Oh, crap, dude. Now Sunny's gonna be like flying, slaving people.
What the
shit?
I'll keep them for now, but maybe pass them on to someone else at some later point.
So. What size are they?
These imaginations.
Is that asking for a friend?
Sunny and Flo probably have similar size feet.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
also, they're magical, so they adjust pretty much to
like,
the size.
The traveling pants.
So yeah, kind of.
Traveling boots.
We'll get pedicures
brotherhood,
later.
Brotherhood of the traveling boots.
Sunny loves his new kicks.
So that was
put those suckers on
that day.
Get them all tuned up.
Just remember the scene from Men in Tights when he's like, excuse me, baddies. I'm out of air. I gotta bump these up. And it's these little, remember the little sneakers that had like the little pumps?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Good old days.
Little pump.
All right. He said 30 feet of flying for...